It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
Donald Trump held a hastily arranged press conference in the Rose Garden on Monday afternoon with Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell by his side. For over 40 minutes, he touted his own performance and took 31 questions covering a number of topics, including his relationship with McConnell.
We just spent quite a bit of time inside with the Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell, who has been a friend of mine for a long time, long before my world of politics, early into his world of politics, I think. But we've been friends for a long time. We are probably now, despite what we read, we're probably now, I think, at least as far as I'm concerned, closer than ever before.
Trump was asked about his lack of any comment about the four American soldiers who were killed 2 weeks ago in Niger, using his non-answer to cast aspersions on President Obama.
Have we heard anything from you so far about the soldiers that were killed in Niger, and what do you have to say about
them? I've written them personal letters. They've been sent, or they're going out tonight, but they were written during the weekend. I will, at some point during the period of time, call the parents and the families, because I have done that traditionally. I felt very, very badly about that. I always feel badly. It's the toughest calls I have to make are the calls where this happens. Soldiers are killed. It's a very difficult thing. Now, it gets to a point where, you know, you make four or five of them in one day is a very, very tough day. For me, that's by far the toughest. So the traditional way, if you look at President Obama and other presidents, most of them didn't make calls. A lot of them didn't make calls. I like to call when it's appropriate, when I think I'm able to do it. They have made the ultimate sacrifice. So generally, I would say that I like to call. I'm going to be calling them. I want a little time to pass. I'm going to be calling them. I have, as you know, since I've been president, I have. But in addition, I actually wrote letters individually to the soldiers we're talking about, and they're going to be going out either today or tomorrow.
Peter Alexander of NBC News followed up on that.
And earlier you said that President Obama never called the families of fallen soldiers. How can you make that claim?
I don't know if he did. No. I was told that he didn't often, and a lot of presidents don't. They write letters. I do. Excuse me, Peter. I do a combination of both. Sometimes it's a very difficult thing to do, but I do a combination of both. President Obama, I think, probably did sometimes, and maybe sometimes he did. I don't know. That's what I was told. All I can do is ask my generals. Other presidents did not call. They'd write letters, and some presidents didn't do anything. But I like the combination of, I like when I can, the combination of a call and also a letter.
Trump continued to blame the residents of Puerto Rico for not doing enough for themselves and congratulated himself on doing a great job in the aftermath of Hurricane Maria.
Puerto Rico is very tough because of the fact it's an island. But it's also tough because, as you know, it was in very poor shape before the hurricanes ever hit. Their electrical grid was destroyed before the hurricanes got there. It was in very bad shape, was not working, was in bankruptcy, owed $9 billion. And then on top of that, the hurricane came. Now, you're going to have to build a whole new electrical plant system. We've delivered tremendous amounts of water. Then what you have to do is you have to have distribution of the water by the people on the island. So we have massive amounts of water. We have massive amounts of food, but they have to distribute the food, and they have to do this. They have to distribute the food to the people of the island. So what we've done is we now actually have military distributing food, something that really they shouldn't have to be doing.
Earlier in the day, the president held a cabinet meeting. He touted his sabotage of the Affordable Care Act and declared that there is no such thing as Obamacare anymore.
Obamacare is finished. It's dead. It's gone. It's no longer, you shouldn't even mention, it's gone. There is no such thing as Obamacare anymore. It is and I said this years ago, it's a concept that couldn't have worked. In its best days, it couldn't have worked. But we're working on some kind of a short-term fix prior to the Republicans getting together, maybe with some Democrats. Again, it's obstruction, but maybe with some Democrats to fix health care permanently.
Senator John McCain was awarded the Liberty Medal by the National Constitution Center Monday. He used his acceptance speech to slam half-baked nationalism on display in the Trump administration.
To fear the world we have organized and led the three quarters of a century, to abandon the ideals we have advanced around the globe, to refuse the obligations of international leadership and our duty to remain the last best hope of Earth for the sake of some half-baked, spurious nationalism cooked up by people who would rather find scapegoats than solve problems. is as unpatriotic as an attachment to any other tired dogma of the past that Americans consigned to the ash heap of history. I got
good news. And that's a bit of What's News for Now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, heard weekdays from 6 to 7 p.m. Eastern here on the Progressive Voices Network, I hope you'll consider a contribution as our work is 100% listener funded. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com/donate.